This recording, Sichuan 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perro was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old road in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inch goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unnecessary miss. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a lamb. Come on was strange and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then sending a tongue to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah worried that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millennial lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Today, I want to introduce Chengdu. Chengdu is located in the east of Sichuan province. As we all know, there are many delicious food because people in there enjoy cooking and eating food. Fulan River across the city. It is as beautiful as a painting. As we all know, Sichuan people are friendly to others. If you come to Chengdu, you will not want to leave. 孔子《论语》学而第一。子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？”有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第一，第二。子曰：“十三百，一言以蔽之，曰十五邪。”子游问孝。子曰：“君子孝者，是为人养。自无犬以马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所安。人也守哉，人也守哉。”